we turn our attention now to the beautiful region of Damariscotta, which is the setting for the Salt Bay Chamber Fest. This is their 25th anniversary season, and it's called Music of Our Common Earth. The festival concerts take place at 7:30 at the festival concert venue, which is Darrow's Barn at Round Top Farm. And this concert tonight has a rather mythological theme to it. And I had the chance to sit down with artistic director of the festival, Wilhelmina Smith, to talk about tonight's concert.
The genesis of Pan amounts to the creation not just of a work of art, but of a community. Pan attempts to actually demonstrate, rather than to speculate about, how music making creates spaces for societies to come together in times of uncertainty.
And Pan is a piece by Marcus Baltar that will be heard Friday at your festival concert at 7:30 at the Darrow's Barn. That's a very intriguing statement. Can you flesh that out a little bit for us, Wilhelmina?
Absolutely, and I can't wait to experience this myself. And I say experience because it's more than just listening. It will be an experience. It's going to be a very dramatic occurrence. In this project and in this piece, Baltar and Claire Chase have utilized actually some volunteers to come up and participate in the piece. And these are non-musicians. They are 12 volunteers from the community. And they will be on stage. They will be playing various instruments and providing a context and a community and for Claire to make her amazing music with. It's part of the piece. So it's built in a built-in improvisatory experience.
And these people are not professional musicians.
No, we've put out a...
this is exciting.
Yeah, we've put out a notice asking for volunteers for this. And, you know, the idea is we really, you know, there is so much goodwill and effort to make classical music and make concerts a welcoming and exciting participatory experience for our audiences.
Collaborative, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, that's amazing. How very Bobby McFerrin-esque of you. You know, he's known for pulling people from the audience and having them participate. I think that's so exciting. And so we don't really know what to expect, do we?
Right, right. Well, yeah, it's... I think we don't. I think it's going to be telling a story, and you know how that story evolves will probably, in some respects, be up to that very moment.
And so, just to refresh all of our memories, tell us who Pan is again, just to make sure we're all on the same page.
Okay, so Pan is the god of the wild and of wild animals.
And he's kind of a mischief maker.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, the context of this program is kind of interesting. And for our 25th anniversary this year, our basic theme is called Music of Our Common Earth. And I really was intending to use music and music about nature as a way to bring us all together, to connect our local selves with global others. And so drawing on the myth of Pan is one element of that, providing also another context of the female perspective of these myths is another context for this program. And so we have actually music of Syrinx and Daphne and the women, at least in mythology, whose lives have been turned upside down by some of these mythological creatures, should provide an interesting perspective.
And that concert is tonight at 7:30 at the Darrow's Barn at Round Top Farm in Damariscotta. Here is Emmanuel Paoud playing music of Debussy. Here is Syrinx.